Chapter 5 Power, Authority and Legitimacy. Page 133. Nature, Kinds and Importance and the Contemporary Debate. Power, authority and legitimacy have emerged as modern concepts of political theory and have become an inalienable part of every modern political system. These concepts have been theoretically studied in the 20th century. In political science, power is the capacity to influence others. Authority denotes a specific position in an established government. Legitimacy is the popular acceptance of an authority, usually a governing law or regime. The term legitimacy denotes a system of government. Plato segregated them as different concepts, where power is the capacity, authority is the duty combined with capacity, while legitimacy is the approval of the same by the society. Power. The concept of power in relation to national and international politics is regarded as the most significant area of basic research in political science. The idea of power has acquired importance in a special way in the realm of political theory. The meaning of politics has changed from one of being study of state and government to that of being a study of power. Page 134. Curtis rightly says, "The study of politics is concerned with the description and analysis of the manner in which power is obtained, exercised and controlled, the purpose for which it is used, the manner in which decisions are made, the factors which influence the making of those decisions, and the context in which those decisions take place." According to O.P. Gauba, power transcends the realm of formal institutions to focus on real motives and objectives of human beings which lie behind all political activity and institution building. However, it is agreed that power is to do with the capacity of persons or a collective action to get things done effectively when faced with resistance. Importance of power. 1. Determines the authority. Authority exists all the time, but who should wield and how long is determined by power. If it is not determined, there will be chaos and anarchy. In democracies, periodic elections determine who should wield authority and who should be sitting in the opposition. Repeated anarchy, chaos, confusion, and lawlessness prevailing in some parts of Africa is attributed to lack of a determined authority. 2. Recognizes authority. There is a saying that nothing succeeds like success. It is natural that there is a huge difference between a common person and a person in power. Power adds self-respect, enhances value and prestige, individual esteem and recognition. The office of the president or the prime minister adds to the recognition to the personality. 3. Brings out efficiency. Any individual may have high hopes for the nation, but in the absence of power, they remain a pipe dream. Therefore, only when the power is vested in a person, the best in him or her is expected. For instance, Mrs. Indira Gandhi would have remained the daughter of Nehru if no power was given to her to prove her prowess. Page 135. 4. Healthy competition. Power is like honey. In a competitive world, a winner is always appreciated. John Kennedy, apt in saying that success has too many fathers, but a failure is an orphan. When different people or groups contest for power, the best will emerge. For instance, the competition between the governments of Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh in the last two decades in the field of information technology resulted in a healthy competition among many states to share the honors. Features of power. Power is the capacity of a person or a nation to make others think and act like the person or the nation wishes. The features of power are as follows. 1. Power is relative. Two forces are an essential condition for understanding and using power: one who exercises it and the one who obeys it. If the power is not understood in this context, power has no meaning, because power can't exist in vacuum. Therefore, Harold Lasswell considers power as an interpersonal relationship. 2. Power is limited. Power is limited by time, space, and circumstances. A person can wield power as long as he or she wield power. The moment the power to rule or make decisions is lost, power passes on to the other. An officer, the moment ceases to exist in that position, the subordinates need not obey him. No one bothers considering a person no longer in power. 3. Power needs sanction. Power must be mandated by the people or the law of the land. Political power does not exist in vacuum. The actions of a political officer are considered just and reasonable because he or she is sanctioned by law to discharge the said duties. Page 136. Antisocial elements also exercise power to loot and cheat, but the same can't be considered as power because it lacks any legal sanction as it is against the letter and spirit of law. That's why Arthur Ball aptly summarizes that influencing others through legal sanction is power. 4. Power is intentional. Power should be objective and intentional, directed at the general good of the society. Power, to be effective, must be well directed to a goal. Karl Deutsch is of the view that without an aim or an objective, power can't achieve anything positive. For instance, in the contemporary political thinking, common man has an utter disregard for the political class. The politicians are believed to be more self-serving than serving the nation. 5. Power is two-dimensional. Power has two dimensions, actual and potential. Actual power is what is exercised by the one who wields power, whereas potential power refers to power which may be used. Between the two, actual power is more powerful than the real power. For instance, a police officer can use the gun, that is actual power, in case of a law and order problem. Once the power is exercised, it is lost. But the psychological fear that an unused gun creates by way of potential use is long-lasting. The fear found in an unfired bullet is greater than the fired bullet. French and Raven identifies 6 forms of power in their relationships with others. Reward. Power based on the ability to reward for compliance or acceptance. Coercive. Power based on the ability to punish for non-compliance or dishonor. Referent. Power based on liking, admiring, and being attracted to the leader or leadership. Legitimate. Power based on rightfully granted status or position by the popular vote or the constitution. Page 137. Expert. Power based on knowledge, training, skill, experience and or expertise in a given area. Informational. Power based on access to valued information. Types of regime and power. We now have a table with 3 columns. The first column is type of regime. The second column is amount of governmental power. And the third column is example. The entries in the table are as follows. First, type of regime, totalitarian. Amount of governmental power, absolute power, controls every aspect of its citizens' lives. Example, Soviet Union, North Korea, Nazi Germany. 2. Type of regime, autocratic. Amount of governmental power, less powerful than a totalitarian regime, but still controls most aspects of its citizens' lives. Often associated with a single ruler, often arbitrary. Example, Iraq before the 2003 American invasion. Type of regime, authoritarian. Amount of governmental power, less power than totalitarian regime, but still controls most aspects of its citizens' lives. Often outlasts its rulers. Example, China, Egypt. 4. Type of regime, constitutional. amount of governmental power limited by specific rules such as citizens' right to free speech or freedom of religion. Example, United States, United Kingdom, Germany, Japan. Type of regime, anarchist. Amount of governmental power, no power or simply no government, can occur when a government loses its power. Example, Somalia. Page 138. Forms of power. Political power. The analysis of power does not end within the realm of political power. Economic and ideological forms of power also play a significant role as the support bases of political power. The concept of political power, in the words of Alan Ball, is the key concept in the study of politics, for if politics is the resolution of conflict, the distribution of power within a political community determines how the conflict is to be resolved and whether the resolution is to be effectively observed by all parties. In order to identify the nature and the essential features of political power, it is necessary to distinguish between the formal and informal organs of such power. Legislature, executive, and judiciary are traditionally recognized organs of power in a state, represent the formal organs. Executive and legislature taken together make laws, policies, and decisions that regulate the allocation of values in a society. Thus, formal organs of political power play an effective role in a state. Informal organs of political power take the form of political parties, in particular, the ruling party or parties, or the opposition party or parties, pressure groups, public opinion, popular movements, etc. The political power is not the prerogative of the formal organs of the state alone. It is a known fact that in independent democratic states, public opinion, popular movements, and organized interests directly influence the decision-making process. Even in the international sphere, organized groups of nations exercise their influence on the superpowers and make them change their economic and foreign policies. Economic power. Economic power is the power that comes from the possession of material things, especially the major means of production and distribution. Those who possess economic power exercise their influence on politics in a variety of ways. The pressure groups that represent them are stronger, more organized, and more vocal. Page 139. In addition, the big business houses extend a huge financial support to political parties and even to the candidates seeking elections. The political class, the recipient of such help, secretly safeguard the interests of their financiers. Ideological power. Ideological power helps to provide a more subtle base of political power. The set of ideas promoted by the ruling class in relation to the system of government constitute political ideology. The political ideology provides legitimacy to the ruling class and helps them maintain their stronghold on political power. Political ideology not only upholds and promotes a set of beliefs, but it is always action-oriented. It puts forward a cause for which people are not only prepared to fight, but even sacrifice their lives. The conflict of ideology during the Cold War is a classic example. However, ideology is often devoid of reasons. It picks certain convenient formulae and elevates them to the level of absolute truth by exploiting people's sentiments. Thus, ideological power represents more often the manipulative power of the dominant class, which holds sway on the thinking and emotions of the people. Hitler's racist ideology was used as a cloak to cover his failures. Authority. Authority, like power, is a key concept closely associated with politics. The English word authority is derived from a Roman word auctor, which means advise. The concept of authority involves reason and depends upon the capacity of reasoned elaboration. Thus, the one who possesses authority has the capacity for reasoned elaboration. In other words, one who exercises authority has the capacity to give clear, logical and convincing reasons for his decisions or judgments. Meaning, the concept of authority conveys a sense of duty on the part of its holder. Authority demands an adherence to the various norms, principles and procedures that give them recognition. Page 140. Viewed in this sense, authority can never be absolute. Authority is always conditioned by certain norms and principles and is thus self-regulated. If the form and the principles on the basis of which the authority is recognized are violated by its holders or ruler himself, it will lead to chaos, lawlessness and anarchy. The norms and principles may be in the form of time-honored traditions, widely shared values of life, or publicly recognized procedures which give recognition to authority. Command and obedience in this way becomes natural. Authority is always expressed for regulating external behavior of individuals or groups of individuals by and through speech and written words and not by brute force. The authority of a parent, for instance, rests upon the fact that the parents are able to give reasoned elaboration as to why the child should or should not do certain things. Where this capacity on the part of parents is absent, the parents may exercise coercion or force over their children, but not authority. Authority consists of two important components, power and legitimacy. Legitimacy of a rule or decision implies that the members of society treat that rule or decision as beneficial to society as well as to themselves, and therefore they willingly abide by it. Authority, therefore, is the most effective instrument of exercising power in the sphere of politics. Importance of an authority. A social organization like family or an economic institution like a business company or a political institution, say the government, can function effectively only if there is a seat of authority based on certain norms, rules and principles which are observed with a fair degree of willingness. Such an authority can command obedience without use of brute force. The term authority indicates the people who are considered as having the right to make pronouncements and therefore have the right to receive obedience as well. The person who holds authority in reality acts for and on behalf of the organization in the capacity of an agent. He functions on the basis of some well-established and recognized principles. Disobedience to such an authority, therefore, will suggest a violation of the norms, rules, and principles of the organization. In the case of the state, disobedience to the authority will be interpreted as a violation of the constitution of the state. Page 141. Alan Ball says, "Political authority is the recognition of the right to rule, irrespective of the sanction the ruler may possess. Thus, it is always better and convenient to rule by means of legitimate authority, which gets habitual obedience, rather than by means of coercion, which usually leads to agitation politics." Sources or forms of authority. According to Max Weber, the forms of authority are as follows. 1. Traditional form of authority, that is hereditary in origin, in monarchy. The traditional form of authority has existed right from the very beginning of the state. This form of authority has been, to a great extent, hereditary in origin. The royal person, after his death, is generally succeeded by his eldest son as the king, who then exercises traditional authority. 2. Rational legal form of authority in democracies. The rational legal form of authority emanates from the political office held by an individual, appointed through the established prescribed procedure. In other words, legal rational authority is attached to an office which automatically extends to the individual holding that office. This form of authority is generally found in democratic governments. It is established by and through the constitution of the state. Characteristics. It is a product of constitutional provision. It is founded on popular approval. It makes provision for accountability to the people. It follows due procedure for beginning and termination of the terms of office. It makes such other structural arrangements which would serve the purposes for which it is established. Page 142. 3. Charismatic form of authority. The charismatic form of authority is generally found in developing countries where there is a low level of institutionalization and traditional structures are not democratic in form. In this system, paternal authority is always highly respected and traditional thinking is challenged by modern political institutions. 4. Spiritual form of authority. Spiritual form of authority is based on spiritual or religious grounds. For example, the Pope in medieval period and in modern times as well. Types of authority. 1. De jure authority, that is legally constituted authority. De jure authority presupposes a definite system of law, rules and regulations. It determines who is competent to take decisions, make pronouncements, issue commands and command obedience and perform certain acts in accordance with law. De jure authority is exercised by means of speech and written words and enjoys the right to receive obedience. The constitution of a state, for example, gives authority to parliament and or to the president of the state. 2. De facto authority, that is person or persons who in fact exercise authority. De facto authority is a person whose words in fact are treated as law and are therefore obeyed. Generally, de jure and de facto authorities go hand in hand. The parliament or the president, for example, has de jure as well as de facto authority. In some special situations, the de facto authority may be other than the de jure authority. 3. Intermediate authority or extra constitutional authority. This is an intermediate authority between the de jure and the de facto authorities. This kind of authority is also referred to as extra constitutional authority. It is held by a person not because of legality of position or rules, as in case of de jure authority, but because he or she is a special sort of person. This type of authority is solely based on the people's devotion, the dedication of the personal characteristics of the man, his acts, heroism, and his unusual, unique, or special abilities. Page 143. Legitimacy is a value whereby something or someone is recognized and accepted as right and proper. In political parlance, legitimacy usually is understood as the popular acceptance and recognition by the public of the authority of a governing regime, whereby authority has political power through consent and mutual understandings, not coercion. The stability of a democratic political system depends not only upon economic development, but also upon its legitimacy and effectiveness. While effectiveness is judged according to how well a system performs the basic functions of government, legitimacy includes the capacity to produce and maintain a belief that the existing political institutions or forms are the most appropriate for society. Thus, legitimacy is the foundation of political power in as much as it is exercised both with a consciousness on government's part that it has a right to govern and with some recognition by the government of that right. Political legitimacy is considered a basic condition for governing, without which a government will collapse. In political systems where this is not the case, unpopular regimes survive because they are considered legitimate by a small influential elite. In Chinese political philosophy, since the historical period of the Zhou dynasty, that is 1046 to 256 BC, the political legitimacy of a ruler and a government was derived from the mandate of heaven, and that unjust rulers who lose said mandate therefore lose the right to rule the people. John Locke says, political legitimacy derives from explicit and implicit consent of the governed, and the government is not legitimate unless it is carried out with the popular consent of the governed. The American political psychologist Seymour Lipset said that legitimacy involves the capacity of a political system to engender and maintain the belief that existing political institutions are the most appropriate and proper ones for the society. Page 144. Robert Dahl compares legitimacy to a reservoir. So long as the water is at a given level, political stability is maintained. If it falls below the required level, political legitimacy is endangered. Sources of legitimacy. All governments need legitimacy to survive. But how do governments attain authority? What makes citizens obey or feel loyal towards their governments? Scholars have answered these questions by concluding that political legitimacy comes from several sources. Tradition. The government has authority because its citizens have a long tradition of giving authority and respect. This source mostly comes into play with governments that have been around for a long time. Habit. Most people are raised to obey the laws, and thereby they acquire the habit of obeying. Citizens give their government legitimacy and authority because that is what they have always done. History. People remember great deeds and events in the country's history, and they obey the government out of a sense of historical pride. Religion. In some places, obedience to the government is seen as a religious obligation. In a theocracy, government legitimacy derives from the spiritual authority of a god or a goddess. In ancient Egypt, ca. 3150 BC, the legitimacy of the dominion of the pharaoh or god king was theologically established by doctrine that positioned the pharaoh as the Egyptian patron god Horus, son of Orisis. In the Roman Catholic Church, the priesthood derives its legitimacy from a divine source. The Church doctrines establish that the papacy, based upon Jesus Christ's designation of Saint Peter as head of the earthly Church, thus the sanctity and legitimacy of each pope. Page 145. Ethnic identity. Countries composed of exclusively one ethnic group or whose regime is strongly connected to one ethnic group can inspire obedience through ethnic identity. Members of that ethnic group respect the government because of its link to their ethnicity. Example, Saddam Hussein's Sunni regime in Iraq once inspired a great deal of loyalty in Sunni Arabs. Results. If a government succeeds in some way, for instance, through a military victory or a thriving economy, citizens may feel loyalty because of such success. Elections. A government that holds elections and wins power gains legitimacy because citizens believe that the government composed of elected officials represents them. The political legitimacy of a civil government derives from agreement among the autonomous constituent legislative, judicial, and executive institutions. International recognition. A government gains legitimacy when other governments recognize it and welcome it to the international community. For instance, the United States and European countries recognized the controversial new nation-state of Israel when it was created in 1948. Although most countries formally recognize Israel and the Israeli government today, Iran and many Arab countries still do not. Types of legitimacy. The three types of political legitimacy are traditional, charismatic, and rational legal. Traditional legitimacy. It derives from social custom and habit that emphasize the history of the authority of tradition. Traditionalists understand this form of rule as historically accepted, hence its continuity, because it is the way society has always been. Therefore, the institutions of traditional government usually are historically continuous, as in monarchy and tribalism. Page 146. Charismatic legitimacy. It derives from the personal charisma of the leader whose authoritative persona charms, dominates the people, and the society stands in agreement with the government's regime and rule. A charismatic government usually features weak political and administrative institutions because they derive authority from the person and usually disappear without him or her in power. Rational legal legitimacy. Rational legal legitimacy derives from a system of institutional procedure wherein government institutions establish and enforce law and order in the public interest. Therefore, it is through public trust that the government will abide the law that confers rational legal legitimacy. Forms of government and legitimacy. Communism. Legitimacy of a communist state derives from having won a civil war, a revolution, or from having won an election. Thus, the actions of the communist government are legitimate, authorized by the people. In the early 20th century, communist parties based the arguments supporting the legitimacy of their rule and government upon the scientific nature of Marxism. Constitutionalism. The concept of constitutionalism establishes the law as supreme over the private will. Political legitimacy of constitutionalism derives from popular belief and acceptance that the actions of the government are legitimate because they abide the law codified in political constitution and legally accountable to its people. Karl Friedrich says that in dividing political power among the organs of government, constitutional law effectively restrains the actions of the government. Page 147. Fascism. Fascists claim that the political legitimacy of their right to rule derived from philosophically denying the popular political legitimacy of elected liberal democratic governments. During the Weimar Republic, 1918-33, Carl Schmitt, an anti-democrat, asked, "How can parliamentary government make for law and legality when 49% minority accepts as politically legitimate the political will of a 51% majority?" Monarchy. In a monarchy, the divine right of kings establishes the political legitimacy of the rule of the monarch, that is, the king or queen. Legitimacy also derives from the popular perception, that is, tradition and custom, and acceptance of him or her as the rightful ruler of the nation and country. Contemporarily, such divine right legitimacy is manifest in the absolute monarchy of the House of Saud, a family who have ruled and governed Saudi Arabia since the 18th century. The contemporary debate. Power. The state is undergoing a major transformation from modernity to post-modernity. Governance necessarily entails power. Power and governance are not in conceptual opposition to one another. A conceptual analysis of power in the contemporary world is a part of social construction of the reality. The link between knowledge, power, and politics is critical. International power relations are influenced by the shifting power relations within and across countries. In a globalized world, power equations have undergone the following changes. Power has shifted upward from weak states to stronger ones with global or regional reach beyond the frontiers. Power has shifted sideways from states to markets and the non-state authorities deriving power from their market share. Power has evaporated in the sense that no one is categorically exercising it. Page 148. The power arrangements also impact the globalization process and the power relations underlying globalization. Global pressure impacts on the power holders and power wielders within a domestic society. Foucault perceives power as a technology which normalizes, produces subjects and becomes visible at the level of the individual body. It is a form of positive power as it is productive and not merely repressive or coercive. The Foucaultian concept of power helps us to see how subjects are produced and how individual self-definition is constituted within the context of a globalized economy. In this sense, globalization is no longer a process from above, but a part of the everyday lives of individuals that affects one's sense of identity and self-esteem. Page The debate surrounding hard and soft power in the contemporary world seeks to show what power actually means. This has clear political implications on the concept of power. The analysis of power cannot be separated from an analysis of structural dominance. In the modern world, linkages across states have increased, and the states are experiencing a shift from modernity to postmodernity in the age of globalization. This has led to the emergence of new postmodern power structures. Hence, a whole new third circuit of power is developing, which has an internal dynamics of its own. Its relational aspect becomes important, both in terms of how power is exerted and how power gets expressed in terms of relationships. One of the most important features of the modern welfare state is the social formation involving the exercise of public authority. Since the start of the 1980s, the legitimacy crisis facing political authorities is because of a variety of factors, like the erosion of the restraining power of tradition on popular demands. The diffusion of authority away from national governments has created a situation of non-authority or a situation of ungovernance. To say that the state has declined in importance does not necessarily mean that the state has become inconsequential. Page 149. The issues of sovereignty and authority have become important in the context of a globalized world. The major issues that are now part of the contemporary debate need to be emphasized. The globalization of economic process tends to undermine the ability of the state to plan, steer, and govern the national economy. In other words, we are witnessing the growth of new forms of authority at the political and social realms, which contests the state's claim to sovereignty. For instance, the reality of the contemporary nature and working of the European Union, for example, reflects the non-absoluteness of authority in a sovereign world. Sovereign authority is now being circumscribed by institutions like the European Union, the United Nations, and other institutions representing trade, human rights, nuclear and environmental regimes. Page 150. Question Bank. Question 1. Answer the following questions in 60 words. 5 marks each. 1. What is power? 2. Political power. 3. Economic power. 4. Identify 6 forms of power. 5. What is authority? 6. Rational legal authority. 7. What is legitimacy? Question 2. Answer the following questions in 150 words, 10 marks each. 1. Forms of power. 2. Features of power. 3. Importance of authority. 4. Sources of authority. 5. Types of authority. 6. Sources of legitimacy. 7. Types of legitimacy. 8. Forms of government and legitimacy. Question 3. Answer the following questions in 400 words. 15 marks each. 1. Discuss the concept of power. 2. Discuss the concept of authority. 3. Discuss the concept of legitimacy. 4. Discuss the contemporary debate on power, authority, and legitimacy. With this, we come to the end of Chapter 5.